Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Welcome back to Hardy Midday. You're on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by First National Bank, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news: due to COVID-19, the Hardy County School District will be providing three educational options for students. Number one, traditional: return to school campus and classrooms for in-person instruction with enhanced health and safety precautions in place. Number two, Hardy Innovative Learning Opportunity, a connection to enrolled school for daily virtual instruction and lessons with teachers during the regular scheduled school day, a 9-week minimum enrollment. Or number three, My District Virtual School, a virtual instructional program with online classes taught by out-of-district teachers. A semester minimum or year-long enrollment is required. To register your intent, visit hardy.k12.fl.us and click on the banner in the middle. Intent forms are due July 23rd. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office would like to remind everyone that law enforcement never solicits money to rectify warrants and never threatens to repossess property for noncompliance. Remember to never give out your personal information over the phone or internet to an unknown or insecure source. Calling on volunteers with trucks and trailers, Cutting Edge Ministries Food Center will host a USDA Farmers to Families food box giveaway to residents in Wauchula. For more information and how to participate, you can call 863-773-2484. The number again, 863-773-2484. Your local events, 102.1 FM and 1310 AM WAUC, will host their First Responder Appreciation Day broadcast. You are invited to join in by calling 863-773-WAUC, 863-773-9282. It is a show expressing our appreciation to the men and women that are our local first responders. For more information, contact 863-773-9282, 1021theoutlaw@gmail.com, or timothystationsafety@gmail.com. Your jobs in Hardy County: Family Medical Group PA is looking for an experienced office receptionist for a fast-paced medical office with heavy phone volume. Excellent verbal and written communication skills and computer skills are necessary. They are seeking a highly organized individual who is skilled at multitasking, bilingual Spanish, a plus. Town Star is looking for a store manager. You must be at least 21 years of age, have retail or food management experience, a valid driver's license, an insured mode of transportation, be customer-oriented, pass a background check and drug screen, and additional training if the store sells wine. There is minimal travel involved. Lawn Pros of Jax is looking for a lawn care technician. They are seeking a part-time lawn care technician that enjoys working outdoors with a strong work ethic and work experience. They are looking for candidates to grow with the company. Candidates will have a focus on providing quality service to all customers. Candidates should be highly reliable with an attention to detail. You must be able to work outside, have a valid driver's license and reliable transportation, be able to perform all physical duties with lawn care and use a variety of tools. At least 1 year of experience with professional lawn service is required. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. Don't forget to send your job openings, news, or events to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y. Please remember to attach any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They will greatly help us when we read information on the air for you. Coming up next, a look at your weather. Hardy Midday will be right back.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card. No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
Let's talk about our current reality. You're staying at home a lot right now, and there's never been a better time to avoid people. Lee Michael here with First National Bank of Wachula. Whether you like it or not, standing in line at the bank with other human beings does not seem like a great idea at the moment. Instead, you should be using our mobile banking app from your phone or our online banking service from your computer. Right? I mean, there's no personal contact, and we need to avoid crowds anyway. First National Bank is here to help. Nearly anything you can do at the bank, you can do from our digital platforms. You can check your balance, deposit a check, even pay bills with our bill pay. So, while you're hunkering down, let us bring the banking to you. You simply use your phone or computer to access your accounts and do your business. Give us a call at 863-773-4136 and we'll be glad to help. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Row Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. This weather report last updated 10:50 a.m. Weather mostly cloudy, temperature 88 degrees Fahrenheit, dew point 73.4 degrees Fahrenheit, relative humidity 62%, heat index 96, winds from the east at 13.8, gusting to 20.7 miles an hour, visibility 10 miles, and the altimeter read 30.06 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:08 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, partly cloudy with scattered showers with isolated thunderstorms this morning, then numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, east winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Chance of rain 70%, heat index values up to 105. Tonight, partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then mostly cloudy after midnight. Lows in the mid-70s, east winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 20%. Wednesday, scattered showers with isolated thunderstorms in the morning, then numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the lower 90s, east winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 70%, heat index values up to 105. And Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening, lows in the mid-70s, east winds around 5 miles an hour, chance of rain 20%. That is your weather report and forecast. Let's go on to our sports news.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. NFL players will be tested daily for the coronavirus for at least the first 2 weeks of training camp per the league's new testing protocols. The NFL and the Players Union reached an agreement as rookies for Houston and Kansas City reported to camp on Monday. Shortly after quarterback Patrick Mahomes signed his recent contract extension with the Kansas City Chiefs, he contacted teammate Chris Jones, who was also hoping for a new contract.
When Pat deal got done, Pat text me and said, let's get this thing done. I left some on the table. Let's get this thing done. You know, the organization was able to make sure that not only he signed me, but signed Pat and get this thing done. And I'm just so excited to spend the long haul on the back end of my career with Kansas City Chiefs.
Jones spoke with the media Monday via Zoom. The defensive tackle and the Chiefs agreed to a long-term contract a few days later. The deal could pay Jones as much as $85 million over the next 4 years. This is Esser in Sports. The Toronto Blue Jays are a baseball team without a home, but they're looking.
Among other options, the franchise is talking with the Pittsburgh Pirates about sharing their Major League ballpark this season after Canada's government barred the Jays from playing in their home stadium due to unwaived quarantine restrictions. The Pirates' president, Travis Williams, confirms the talks and sounds ready to welcome the Blue Jays, saying it will be a challenge, but if the Pirates are able to safely accommodate the visitors, it will bring international attention to Pittsburgh. Blue Jays general manager Ross Atkins says the team is focused on getting into a major league facility and has more than five backup plans. George Bonzani reporting.
The Atlanta Braves have removed a chop-on sign that sat near an entrance to their ballpark as the team considers its stance on fans' tomahawk chop chant. The removal of the wooden sign came as the club changed its slogan from Chop On to For the A for the 2020 season. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And now for the business news and stock market report.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm George Bonzani. President Trump and top congressional Republicans have begun work on the next COVID-19 aid package, as White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president and top administration officials met with GOP congressional leaders in the Oval Office as they prepare to introduce a $1 trillion coronavirus relief package. One item the president wants included is a cut in payroll taxes.
Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Agnew reports on the bill's Senate status.
Liability protection, getting kids back in school, jobs, and health care. That's what GOP leader Mitch McConnell says will fill out the bulk of his bill in the Senate.
As for the bill that the House passed last May for $3 trillion, McConnell has already made it clear it won't pass the Senate. On Wall Street, the S&P up 27, Dow up 9, but the NASDAQ rockets up 264 to 10,767, a new record high close. With SRN Business, I'm George Bonzani.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by First National Bank, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your motivational quote for the day: remember, today is the tomorrow you worried about yesterday. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.